In today's podcast, we're going to talk about five drinks you shouldn't live without. So grab your smoothie or a cup of tea and join the conversation. Let's go.
Hey there. Welcome to Conversations with Hikini, author and creator. This podcast is all about learning how to live in time, sharing mindful tips on homeschool, wellness, and making money online. Learning how to be confident and comfortable in your own skin. Mindful living one day at a time. Are you ready to create the life that you want? A goal without a plan is just a dream. So grab your smoothie or a cup of tea and join the conversation. Let's go.
Hey there. So we're going to talk about five drinks that you shouldn't live without. Now, of course, you know, there may be many more, but these five are on my top five list of things, all right? So the first drink that you shouldn't live without is a plant-based milk. And we use that word milk loosely because anything that's plant-based that you create and turn into a milk-like substance is not truly milk, but of course we call it milk, right? Because it looks like, you know, a dairy form of milk. So drinking plant-based milks, they're a great alternative for those that have food allergies or food sensitivities, and you can also add some good fats, and those good fats can aid in building muscles. And adding that to your eating rhythm is just awesome. It tastes great. It has a light, smooth taste to it as well. It also improves your digestion. Now, I have an awesome coconut milk recipe. It's a plant-based milk, and I'll include that information in the show notes. So, number two is coconut water. Now, coconut water is a great beverage to add to your toolkit as well. It's a great post-workout drink. It helps to restore and replenish the fluids in your body and also helps you feel vibrant and energized. So make sure you add coconut water. So you're adding the plant-based milk. And I forgot to tell you, there's a variety of, if you haven't heard, there's a variety of different plant-based milks. I didn't name all of them, but if you don't like coconut milk, you can go with the almond, or you can go with walnut, some people walnut, oats, cashews. There's a lot of things that you can do with a Vitamix, a nut bag, and adding some type of plant-based food to that to create your favorite type of beverage. So plant-based milks, number two, coconut water. Number three, my all-time favorite, you should have guessed, smoothies. Smoothies are my favorite. Why? Because it's a great way to get all your vitamins and minerals in for breakfast. Also, it's a great afternoon pick-me-up to sustain you until dinner. Also, it's an overall great snack. Now, you may say, okay, I don't know about adding a smoothie as a snack, but hey, it's a great snack. For those who want to use it as a meal replacement, and then you can add some great proteins like hemp seed or chia seed or some type of mushroom powder. You can, or any other personal favorite protein that you can add to your smoothie, to add it and make it as a meal replacer or meal replacement. I have an amazing smoothie that I would like for you to try. It's my flat belly smoothie, packed with lots of antioxidants and great, great fruits, but don't take my word for it. I'll include that information for you so you can get your copy of that recipe. It's one of my best smoothies and it's so awesome. I'll have to tell you at a later date how I came up with that smoothie, but it's awesome. It's very tasty. All right. All right. So for those who are not smoothie lovers, imagine that, people not loving smoothies. So for those that happen to be in that small group of people that don't like smoothies, I welcome you to add some fresh juice from your juicer. That's right. There are a lot of juicers out there, and I bought one a few years ago for around $50. It's so easy to clean, easy to use. You can prepare your own juice. It tastes so much better than what you buy in the store. There's no additives, and you know exactly what's in it. So the way it works, that it separates the pulp, which we call the insoluble fiber. So it's separating the pulp from the soluble fiber, which is in the actual juice. So you're still getting fiber from the juice, but it takes out the pulp, the insoluble part. And so with that, you're just getting all the juice. Now, if you want to take the pulp, you can take that, you can add it to soups or salads, or you can add it into in your smoothie, or you can use it, say, for if it's carrots, you can use that for carrot, you know, carrot spice muffins or something like that. But make sure you use it. If you just don't want to eat the pulp, just put it in your compost. At least it's getting used, and don't just throw it away. All right. So that was number four, fresh juice from your juicer. Number five, your last drink, the last drink that you shouldn't live without, is switchel. Switchel, and I always pronounce it kind of weird, but it's switchel. And this aids in strengthening your immune system. I found this recipe some years ago. It's very refreshing. It's delicious. It also has lots of great benefits. And those are great for your gut. And so some of the benefits include part of the ginger that's included in there is great. It's anti-inflammatory. It helps improve your brain function. There's also some maple syrup that goes in there, improves your digestion and helps with skin irritation. And then there's some apple cider vinegar. It helps to balance your pH and helps the growth of your probiotics in your body. And then lemon juice, and that helps to fight respiratory infections and helps to regulate your bowel movements. And so all of that information is included on my blog area of my website, in which I will include all the details in the notes. And so that's five different drinks that you shouldn't live without. Let's recap. You got the plant-based milks, number two, coconut water, number three, smoothies, number four, fresh juice from your juicer, and number five, switchel. Now, I should have probably had more than five, because I always say this at the beginning of my podcast, right? Grab your smoothie or cup of tea. I didn't list tea in there. Imagine that. But that's also a great drink you should not live without. And of course, a given is water. Everyone should be drinking water anyways. So if you want to add a bonus drink you shouldn't live without, it would be tea. Now, as so many teas out there, you can make your own tea. You can use a lot of the herbals in your cabinet and just end up putting some water, boil the water, and then when it comes to a boil, you can dump some of the leaves in there and let it close the top on there, let it steep a little bit, and then you drain off the herbal portion, and then you have your tea. Add your favorite sweetener or not. You can add some lemon juice, whatever you want to do with that. So that would be your bonus drink that you shouldn't live without. Okay. Now, everything that I mentioned is going to be in the show notes or description. Wherever you are tuning in from, there is a link below the podcast that will be included. And that link will redirect you to my website's podcast page. And so there you'll find all the refreshing recipes and all the other goodies to add to your wellness toolkit. So getting your wellness toolkit, your wellness life together, all together, is part of living more mindfully every day. You're being more intentional about what you're doing, what you're putting in your body. So what are you waiting for? Click the link at the bottom of this podcast episode and get started on your wellness journey, getting those drinks that you shouldn't live without. All right? Until next time, nutrition is more than what you eat and the weight that you carry. Bye for now.